This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How long it actually takes to change a leadership voice habit, and what the research says about realistic timelines. The honest truth about rewiring how you speak as a leader. In short, changing a leadership voice habit takes longer than a weekend workshop and shorter than a decade of hoping things will shift on their own. Real change follows a predictable arc: awareness first, then awkward practice, then eventual automaticity. Most leaders underestimate the timeline and overestimate the power of good intentions. The first phase builds self-awareness, usually 4 to 6 weeks of honest observation. The middle phase, deliberate practice under real conditions, is where most people stall. Full automaticity, the point where the new habit holds under pressure, typically takes 3 to 6 months of consistent effort. Definition: a leadership voice habit is an automatic, repeated pattern in how a leader speaks, including tone, pacing, word choice, and vocal register, that has become the default response in workplace communication, operating largely below conscious awareness during conversations and meetings. People ask me all the time how long it takes to change a leadership voice habit. They want a number. 12 weeks. 21 days. 100 repetitions. I understand the urge. Timelines feel like promises. But after 6 decades of watching leaders try to change the way they speak, I can tell you that the question itself reveals the misunderstanding. The real question is not how long it takes. It is what the change actually requires, and whether you're prepared to give it that. Your leadership voice is not a setting you can adjust in an afternoon. It is a groove worn into stone by years of use. You do not fill that groove with willpower. You wear a new one. What a leadership voice habit actually is beneath the surface. Most leaders think their voice is something they do consciously. They believe they choose their tone, select their pace, decide when to soften or push. That belief is almost entirely wrong by the time a habit is fully formed. A genuine leadership voice habit runs automatically. It fires before you think about it, especially under pressure. When a meeting turns tense, when someone challenges your decision publicly, when you have to deliver unwelcome news, you do not reach for a considered communication approach. You reach for the groove. Whatever you have said in moments like that before, you say again. This is not a floor. Automaticity is the brain's efficiency mechanism. The trouble is that it makes no distinction between a useful habit and a destructive one. Your nervous system does not care that your tendency to talk over people erodes trust. It just runs the old program because the old program is fast, familiar, and costs no cognitive effort. This is the engine underneath the timeline question. You are not learning a new skill. You are unlearning an automatic response and replacing it with a new one that must eventually become just as automatic. That takes time, repetition, and the right conditions. No amount of intention speeds it up significantly. How leaders foster a culture of team synergy depends heavily on this kind of deep habit change, not surface level adjustments. The three phases most leaders actually move through. I have watched enough people attempt this change to see a consistent pattern. The shape varies, but the stages rarely do. Phase 1: awareness. This lasts roughly 4 to 6 weeks. You start noticing the habit in real time, or just after it fires. You hear yourself interrupt someone and think, there it is again. The recognition is real, but the change is not yet. You're building the observational muscle you need before you can do anything else. Do not skip this phase by jumping straight into corrective action. Awareness without depth produces performance, not change. Phase 2: deliberate practice. This is the longest phase, and the one where most people stall. It runs from about week 6 through month 4 or 5. The new habit is available to you, but it is not automatic yet. You have to consciously reach for it every time, and reaching for it costs effort. This is exhausting, especially in high-stakes conversations where your cognitive load is already high. The role of communication in meeting success often hinges on whether leaders have done enough deliberate practice before they walk into the room. Phase 3: automaticity. This is where the new behavior starts running on its own, without the mental effort. It typically arrives somewhere between month 3 and month 6, depending on how frequently you practice and how varied your practice conditions are. The test is not how you sound in a low-stakes setting. The test is how you sound when things go sideways. Why high-stakes conversations are the real proving ground. Here's something I learned the hard way from my own failures before I ever helped anyone else with theirs. You can practice a new habit in calm conditions until it feels completely natural and still lose it entirely the moment the pressure rises. Stress does not erase progress, but it does expose the depth of it. The brain under pressure retreats to the fastest available program. And if your new habit has not been practiced under enough pressure, the old one is still faster. This is why so many leaders feel they have cracked it in one-to-one conversations, then revert completely in a tense team meeting. The practical consequence of this is direct your practice must include high-stakes conditions, not just safe ones. You need to practice the new habit in the situations that used to trigger the old one. Preparing specific phrases before difficult conversations, as outlined in how to use the conversation pre-mortem to reduce tension before a high-stakes team discussion, is one of the most effective tools for exactly this reason. It reduces cognitive load in the moment, which gives the new habit a fighting chance to surface. The leaders who change their voice most durably are the ones who deliberately seek out situations that used to trigger the old behavior and practice the new response there, not in safety. How to de-escalate arguments during meetings is a skill set that requires exactly this kind of pressure-tested practice to stick. Why most leaders misjudge their own progress. There is a specific trap I have watched leaders fall into, usually around the 2-month mark. They feel different. Their self-perception has shifted significantly, because awareness does change how you experience yourself. But the people around them have not noticed much change yet, because behavior under pressure has not shifted. This gap between internal feeling and external reality is the reason honest feedback is not optional. You cannot accurately assess your own voice habits without an outside perspective. Your self-image adjusts faster than your behavior does. Why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth speaks directly to this. The leaders who change fastest are the ones who build reliable feedback systems, not just good intentions. Recording yourself is one of the most uncomfortable and most effective tools available. Most people hear their recorded voice and immediately notice things they were entirely unconscious of. The rising tone at the end of declarative statements that makes everything sound like a question, the filler words that appear under uncertainty, the pace that accelerates when they feel defensive. None of those things are visible from the inside. All of them are immediately obvious from the outside. The other factor leaders consistently underestimate is how dominant voices in the room affect their own. How to deal with dominant voices in a discussion addresses this dynamic directly. If you are practicing a calmer, more deliberate speaking style, but you regularly sit in rooms with people who push and interrupt, your progress will be tested in specific ways you need to prepare for. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What distributed teams add to the timeline? If you lead people across locations, screens, and time zones, your leadership voice habit operates in a more demanding environment than you might realize. The vocal cues that build trust in a room, pace, pause, warmth, register, have to work harder through a screen with compressed audio and absent body language. Communication challenges faced by distributed teams makes clear how much more deliberate remote leaders must be about how they sound, not just what they say. This adds time to the timeline for distributed leaders, not because the mechanism of change is different, but because the conditions of practice are more variable and the feedback loops are slower. You may not know a tone landed badly on a video call until someone mentions it 3 days later, if they mention it at all. Build more feedback checkpoints into your practice. Ask directly, specifically, and often. What a realistic commitment actually looks like. This much I know for certain: the leaders who change their voice habits durably are not the ones who tried hardest in the first 2 weeks. They're the ones who stayed consistent for 5 or 6 months when the change felt invisible and the effort still felt deliberate. A realistic commitment looks like this. Weeks 1 through 6. Observe without forcing. Notice when the old habit fires. Record yourself in at least 3 real conversations. Name the specific pattern you're changing, not a vague aspiration, but a concrete behavior. Months 2 through 4. Prepare before high-stakes conversations. Choose 1 or 2 specific moments in each interaction where you will consciously apply the new behavior. Debrief afterwards, honestly. Ask for feedback from someone who will tell you the truth. Months 4 through 6. Pay attention to the pressure test. Notice whether the new habit holds when you are tired, challenged, or caught off guard. This is your real measure of progress, not how you sound in calm conditions. The leaders who try to compress this into a single training event, a workshop, a course, a coaching intensive, leave with awareness and intention, but rarely with change. Awareness without sustained practice is just self-criticism with better vocabulary. The moment you know the change has taken root, you will not announce it to yourself. It will happen quietly. Someone will challenge you in a meeting, the kind of moment that used to trigger the old habit, and you will respond with a new one without thinking about it. No conscious reach, no deliberate effort. Just the new behavior, running where the old one used to. That is the moment. Not a certificate, not a compliment, not a good performance review. The change is real when it holds without effort under the conditions that used to break it. That is what you are working toward, and it is worth every uncomfortable week of deliberate practice to get there. Changing a leadership voice habit is not a performance you put on for a season. It is a recalibration that, done properly, lasts the rest of your career. Frequently asked questions. How long does it take to change a leadership voice habit? Most leadership voice habits take between 3 and 6 months of consistent, deliberate practice to feel genuinely natural. The first 4 to 6 weeks usually produce self-awareness. Sustained change under pressure, the real test, typically takes closer to 6 months of structured repetition. Why is a leadership voice habit so hard to break? A leadership voice habit is hard to break because it is automatic, meaning it runs below conscious thought. Under stress or high stakes, your brain defaults to the old pattern. Breaking it requires building a new neural pathway to enough repetition that the new behavior becomes the default response. What is the fastest way to change how I speak as a leader? The fastest method is deliberate, frequent practice in low-stakes situations first. Prepare specific phrases before high-stakes conversations, record yourself regularly to build honest self-awareness, and ask a trusted colleague for real-time feedback. Frequency of practice matters far more than the length of any single session. Can you change a leadership voice habit without a coach? Yes, but it is slower and harder. A coach compresses the timeline by giving you accurate, immediate feedback that you cannot give yourself. Without one, you need a reliable feedback system, recordings, trusted colleagues, and a consistent method for reviewing how you actually sound versus how you think you sound. How do I know when my leadership voice change has actually stuck? The clearest sign is how you speak under pressure. If your new habits hold during a difficult conversation, a tense meeting, or an unexpected challenge without conscious effort, the change has moved from deliberate to automatic. That shift is the real measure of lasting change, not how you sound in low-stakes settings. The stress reverse a leadership voice habit you thought you'd fixed. Stress does not erase progress, but it does expose the depth of it. If a habit is only partially formed, pressure will pull you back to the old pattern. This is why practice in increasingly high-stakes situations is essential. Each time the new habit holds under pressure, it becomes more deeply embedded. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.